here's a story from The World.
For this next story, we're taking you to the waters off the coast of South Africa along the Indian Ocean and meeting a woman trying to change the story of who belongs in the water.
I definitely do identify very much as the Black Mermaid in the physical sense.
Zandile Ndlovu calls herself that and says she looks the part.
If you can just picture a large amount of kinky blue hair, you wouldn't be wrong. With like a massive smile, with a massive, massive smile. When I was growing up, there was no mermaids that looked like me. Who would have thought that in my 30s I would officially become one?
Today, Ndlovu teaches school kids about the ocean. She also happens to be South Africa's first Black free diving instructor. Here's her story in her own words.
Freediving is when you hold your breath and you go exploring. Scuba diving, you have a tank, you have air, you have time. With freediving, that tank is your lungs. So you take a nice, big, beautiful breath. That 1 minute, that 2 minutes of holding your breath feels like an eternity. I have to definitely say, if there was one moment that I remember so vividly, I was going on a dive to a place called Sudwana Bay. It's in South Africa, but it's also one of the top 10 dive sites in the world. I remember closing my eyes and diving in. I dived with these beautiful sounds of whales all the way to the bottom. And I think the bottom was at 23 meters. And I just remember the whales singing along with me and traveling with me. And when I got to the bottom, I just remember looking around and wondering, where are they? To listen to the song of whales as you dive down to depth, to a place where, you know, you have no breath, but you have eternity, you have infinity. It is wild. So for years here in South Africa, there was no access for Black and brown people to ocean spaces. Like the best beaches, no Black people were allowed on there, not to sit on them, not to get into the water. And that's why I always say, when we have the discussion around Black people don't swim or Black people don't dive, I think it's an incomplete narrative because it fails to recognize how we got there. I'm the first person in my entire family to be a water woman. And my grandmother and I have always had a very difficult relationship around the fact that I've always taken up sports and activities that aren't necessarily traditional. You know, there are stories that we grow up with around water, particularly in Black homes, you know, about snakes that live there, about children that get taken, about how that is a space for healers. So there are many stories that say that we should not be there. It was the past December, for the first time, she actually said to me, "You've been given eyes that many of us will never have. It's amazing to witness how fearless you are." You know, going spearfishing and being able to bring home fish for my grandmother that I caught on our own spear, that's when you begin to realize that we can actually change our own narratives in the times in which we live. So the changes that I've observed in our oceans, particularly in South Africa, but also particularly in Sudwana Bay, is coral going white. You know, I've been diving for about 4 years now, and all of a sudden now I'm seeing pieces of coral bleaching out, but also finding plastic. So we're diving through the, you know, the kelp forests, and you're finding plastic and you're picking up plastic everywhere. What does it mean for us to recognize that if we are not aware, we're going to kill everything, you know? So how I see my work connecting back to conservation is that essentially you need to experience something before you can fall in love with it. I work in schools, so I have the discussions around the ocean. I have the discussion around careers that are ocean facing. Why in schools? Because they become the future that we hope for tomorrow. So that means we'll have more marine biologists of color. That means we'll have more freediving instructors that are Black. That means that on a normal sunny day in Sudwana Bay, you'll find more Black people that are also scuba divers or freedivers. I want the little people to believe that these oceans are theirs too, because at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones to protect them when we're gone.
Zandile Ndlovu is South Africa's first black free diving instructor. She spoke to us from Sodwana Bay in South Africa. The story was produced by Anna Kussmer and Ian Koss. From PR.